Hello, hi, can I help you today? Hi there, thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system can help businesses like mine. Hey Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Ah, hi Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually an AI assistant here to explore your voice AI services. But hey, I'm doing great and excited to learn more about what you offer. So what can your platform do? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI. I haven't heard much about Acme Plumbers specifically, but it sounds interesting. Could you share how your platform helps companies like them? I'm eager to hear what makes your voice AI stand out.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation can be tricky. Sometimes it's hard to reach the right people quickly and keep the conversation engaging. Revenue growth often depends on how well we convert those leads. How exactly does your AI handle those challenges? Does it personalize conversations or follow up automatically?
Tell me more about how you currently handle reaching the right people and keeping conversations engaging.
Sure thing. Well, right now, we usually rely on a mix of manual outreach and some basic automated emails or calls. It works okay, but it can feel a bit robotic and sometimes leads drop off because the conversation isn't personalized enough. So I'm curious, how does your AI make those interactions feel more natural and human-like?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that question. If a year from now your service exceeded expectations, I'd imagine a steady stream of warm, qualified leads coming in without me having to chase them down. Conversations would feel natural, like talking to a helpful human, and revenue would be noticeably up thanks to better conversions. Plus, I'd have more time to focus on other parts of the business. Does that sound like what you aim for?
What do you mean by steady stream of warm, qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By a steady stream of warm, qualified leads, I mean potential customers who've already shown genuine interest or fit the ideal profile for the business, so they're more likely to convert. That's important because it saves time and effort chasing dead ends, letting you focus on closing deals and growing revenue. How does your AI identify and prioritize those leads?
Tell me more about how your AI identifies and prioritizes those leads.
Ah, I wish I could dive into the nitty-gritty details for you. But honestly, I don't have the exact technical specifics on how your AI identifies and prioritizes leads. However, I bet your team has some smart algorithms and data-driven methods behind it. If you want, I can suggest you reach out to your Dasha AI support team at support@dasha.ai. They have all the details you need. Meanwhile, I'm curious, how do you usually customize your AI for different industries?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is scaling lead generation without losing that personal touch. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently can be a headache. Sometimes leads slip through the cracks. I'm curious, does your AI handle multi-channel outreach or just calls? And how easy is it to integrate with existing CRM systems?
What are all the ways scaling lead generation and managing follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Ah, good question. Scaling lead generation without the right tools can mean missed opportunities and wasted time chasing uninterested contacts. Managing follow-ups manually often leads to inconsistent communication, which can frustrate potential customers and lower conversion rates. Together, these issues slow down growth and put extra strain on the sales team. Does your AI offer features to automate and streamline these processes?
Can you go a bit deeper on how inconsistent communication and missed opportunities are impacting your sales team and overall growth?
Absolutely. Inconsistent communication can frustrate prospects. They might feel ignored or confused, which hurts trust and makes them less likely to buy. Missed opportunities mean the sales team spends time on dead-end leads instead of focusing on high-potential ones, lowering overall efficiency. This slows revenue growth and can even impact team morale. So, having a reliable system to keep conversations timely and relevant is a game changer. Does your AI help keep track of every lead status and follow-up schedule?
Wow. It sounds like inconsistent communication and missed opportunities are really holding you back and stressing your sales team, and I think we